Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mike Stollard is here. Michael is the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also Connection Culture. I think that's his new one, his newer one, I guess I should say. And he is one of the top leadership experts in the world, and he's been with us now for a long time. Great member of our brain trust. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
Is there a newer book than Connection Culture that I don't know about?
No, Connection Culture is our newest one.
That's what I thought.
It came out in 2015.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so Michael, we love having you come and join us and talk to us about leadership and about how we can get better, how we can lead our companies and our people better. And you got a four-step approach I want you to tell us about.
Well, this focuses on quality and safety, and you think about, you know, many of our clients, we do a lot in healthcare, starting to do some in construction. You think of aerospace defense, we've done work there, airlines, automobiles. Those fields, mistakes and accidents can be a matter of life and death, so it's really important that they get that right. And then other industries like retail, we've just recently done some things with Costco, and it's important for them, because it's such a hyper-competitive industry from a cost control and pricing standpoint, that you know, they have to minimize waste to be competitive.
And they have to get it systematized so they can push it all the way out to the last mile of their organization, don't they?
Yes, because they're just the sheer numbers of sales on a global basis and logistics. It's a very complex industry. It's a very complex business.
Yep.
That Costco has. And
well, any large organization that has multiple outlets and lots of people, that last mile, every CEO I've ever talked to, every corporate CEO I've ever known, his or her big lament is, how do I get the last mile of my organization to operate the way the first mile does?
Yeah, and you've got to go from A to Z, right?
Right.
It has to be, you know, you have to get the quality and safety are important in these industries. And it's all about cultivating a culture. The word culture comes from the word cultivate, and it's about being intentional in terms of our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. And step one in cultivating the right culture is to begin with an attitude of humility that we always need to be diligent about improving, and that team effort is required to make substantial progress, because Lone Rangers can't do this. There really has to be a coordinated team effort.
So that word humility is an interesting – you use it in an interesting way here. Explain why you use that word.
Well, humility means that we can't just do it on our own, that we're fallible. And we're better when we work with others who encourage us, who help us see our blind spots, who just see things that we don't see. And it's, you know, we're putting multiple minds together to really become the best we can be together.
Right.
And so,
and the opposite of humility would be presumptuousness. And to me, in this case, because so if you were presumptuous, this would be where you decided that you have all the answers. You dictate how things should be, and you expect people to snap their heels and follow through, rather than, as you say, having a humble attitude and saying, okay, I've got ideas, but I don't have all of them. I probably don't have the best idea, but my people probably do, and so let's bring them in. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And when you think that way, you know, if you think of cultivating the right culture, cultivate kind of makes people think of gardens, and that's a sure way for weeds to pop up. And weeds, in a sense, are a metaphor for accidents and mistakes, and so we have to be intentional about cultivating the garden if we're going to minimize the weeds that do damage to what we're trying to create.
Mm-hmm.
And so that first step really is humility. The second step is I find it's helpful to adopt the mental model that to achieve sustainable superior performance requires intentionality in developing task excellence and relationship excellence. And where the gap usually is on relationship excellence. We're intentional about task excellence,
mm-hmm.
but many managers are not intentional about cultivating strong relationships among the team. And that's where the mistakes happen. If you look at, say, healthcare, for example, often it's where people have to collaborate and cooperate and work together where mm-hmm. the ball is dropped and an accident takes place that ends up being harmful or even deadly to a patient.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I like the way you use, I'm glad that you use the term excellence here. And on this show, I talk about excellence all the time. And especially when I'm trying to help people understand the value, the power, the imperative of delegating. But by that I mean I tell them that when I learned that I was not going to be able to delegate and make it perfect like when I do it, we were going to have to learn how to seek excellence. But what I typically haven't talked about, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, is putting a word in front of that word excellence, task excellence, and relationship excellence. You're giving that word a job. Not just an idea.
Right. And if you're not intentional, it's very predictable how task excellence is compromised. If you're not intentional about developing relationship excellence, people don't give their best effort. We also call that employee engagement.
Mm-hmm.
They don't tend to align their behavior with the team's goals. They don't tend to communicate as well, and that affects the quality of decisions. And they also don't tend to be proactive about engaging in creative conversations that fuel innovation. So there's several ways that performance is compromised if you're not intentional about developing relationship excellence in addition to task excellence.
Quickly, Mike, I think we know what task excellence is, but in just about 20 seconds, can you tell us what relationship excellence looks like?
Well, relationship excellence is, we boil it down to communicating and inspiring vision, and it shows it does have an effect on tasks if people understand their mission. Valuing people as human beings and not thinking them just as means to an end, and mm-hmm. giving them a voice. So vision, value, mm-hmm. voice is the way to create task relationship excellence.
I like that. Well done, Michael Stoller, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back after these messages. We've got more to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.